Network television's eagerness to try almost anything when it comes to quiz and reality shows continues in full force this week. Last night, NBC premiered the quiz show The Weakest Link. Another episode airs tonight. Also tonight, UPN unveils Chains of Love, a so-called reality show about four people chained to one person of the opposite sex. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
It's easy to identify the missing link between Chains of Love, the awful new series from UPN, and The Weakest Link, the delightful new series from NBC. For both of them, we can thank ABC and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. When that show hit two summers ago, it changed all the rules of primetime TV. CBS, the following summer, tried Survivor, and the rules changed even more. Networks tried, and mostly failed, to come up with another popular quiz show. Instead, we got junk like the Fox series Greed. And networks tried, and mostly succeeded, to come up with other popular reality shows. So we got junk like the Fox series Temptation Island and Boot Camp. ABC thought it had the next big quiz show in Mastermind, which, like Millionaire, was based on a British game show from the same production company. The problem with Mastermind, and the reason ABC ultimately passed on it, was that the show and its contestants were too smart. Forget about viewers at home playing along by knowing the answers. It was tough enough just trying to understand the questions. The Weakest Link, on the other hand, is a perfect melding of the not-too-tough questions of Millionaire and the Tribe Has Spoken rejection process of Survivor. The game starts with eight contestants, all of whom try to pool prize money into an ever-growing pot by answering questions correctly. After each lightning-fast round of questions, the participants get to vote someone out of the game until the last two players compete in a winner-take-all final round. The game is ruthless, just like its host, Anne Robinson, whom NBC wisely imported straight from the original British version.
Marcus, what is the two-word motto for the Boy Scouts of America?
Always faithful.
Be prepared. Kira, which Nobel Prize winner did Time magazine name Person of the Century?
Nelson Mandela.
Albert Einstein. Karen, which delivery company is famous for the slogan when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight?
FedEx.
Correct, John. Which O is the Japanese art of decorative paper folding?
Origami.
Correct, René. In science, which 15th century Polish astronomer was the first to suggest that Earth orbits the sun?
Galileo.
Time is up. The correct answer is Copernicus. And out of a possible $125,000, team, in that round, you banked a miserable, depressing, pathetic $7,500. That money will, however, go through to the next round, but one of you will not. Who is keeping you out of the upper tax bracket? One of you is about to leave with nothing. It's time to vote off The Weakest Link.
The Weakest Link, like Millionaire, is instantly addictive. Just fast enough, just smart enough, just mean enough. NBC, far behind in the quiz and reality genre, finally has a winner and knows it, which is why The Weakest Link is being sprinkled across the primetime schedule all this week. NBC also knows a loser when it sees one, which is why, after starting to develop Chains of Love, it dropped the show like a cold potato. The premise has one person chained to four people of the opposite sex, set up for the duration in a special apartment, and given the power to reject one of them at regular intervals until only one contestant is left. It's supposed to be a combination of The Real World, Survivor, and The Defiant Ones, but what it is horrendous. But when NBC dumped the concept as too tacky, UPN, the home of WWF SmackDown, was ready and eager to lap up the table scraps. The attitude at UPN had to be, too tasteless and low rent for NBC? Where do we sign? And watch out, because here it comes.
A distant bell summons the group into the ritual room where the chaining ceremony will begin.
Great. In a few minutes, you are all going to be chained together, and you will stay that way 24 hours a day for several days. Andy, there are going to be certain times when you must choose which of these women you want to release from the chain. You will know when those times come when you meet the locksmith. The locksmith carries a key to your chains and $10,000 cash. Andy, when you release each woman, you must decide how much of that money you feel that woman deserves. Now, can you all please stand? Andy, on your way over here, you opened up...
That's enough of that. It'd be accurate to call Chains of Love the worst reality show to emerge since the arrival of Millionaire and Survivor, but that's being a little premature and optimistic. There are so many more of these shows in development that I'm afraid we ain't seen nothing yet.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.